Good morning. So I'm going to switch gear and talk about some study we have done in pomegranates in Florida. So this project was done by my student, Xin Jieyu. Now she graduated and moved to California. So, you know, in the United States, pomegranates became more popular, consumers like to consume pomegranates for its nutritional, health benefits. And also, there are a lot of growers in the United States, in Arizona and even in southeast of the United States, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, are interested in growing pomegranates as an alternative crop. This is particularly, pomegranates are particularly interested in Florida because, we have many citrus growers and they are facing the citrus greening disease. And then they are, looking for alternative crops. And also, if we can grow pomegranates in Florida, citrus growers feel like it should be a pretty easy transition for them because growing pomegranates use similar, equipment and system. And also, pomegranates are, sold at pretty good price. It's easy to find, $2 or $3 a piece. So when we try to grow pomegranates in Florida, a major problem we found that is disease. So we have many diseases, even not reported in the Nature at all in the world. So one of the pathogens, the Clathrotrichum species, probably we have two Clathrotrichum species that infect the pomegranates in Florida. So here we are talking about Clathrotrichum, one of the species. So this species can cause anthracnose, leaf spot, and also can cause anthracnose, fruit spot. And so, but here, this talk focused on anthracnose, leaf spot. But yesterday I found there was a poster by my colleague, Dr. Ani Shakas. So he had a poster showing data on Clathrotrichum and the anthracnose fruit spots. So if you are interested, you can look at the poster. So here we want to focus on developing proper protocols for screening pomegranate varieties, and also to identify resistant varieties. And if there are resistant varieties, we want to understand the disease resistance responses. So to develop an effective protocol, so we look at two isonates and the three leaf edges and the five temperatures and also three inoculant density and also five night regimes. So C30 and the C45 both were isolated from the southeast United States, and we found they have big differences in terms of pathogenicity and aggressiveness. So C30 can cause larger leaf spots, pomegranate leaves, then the other one, C45. Here we use the two varieties that are from India. One is called Bagua, another one is called Meridula. Both are from India. And then we look at the three leaf stages. Pomegranates, if you give them, the proper temperature, moisture, fertilization, fertility, they can keep growing. The shoots can keep growing. So in this case, we counted how many, the nodes from the tip. So in this case, we look at three leaf stages. The first one is the fourth pair of leaves from the tip, the eighth and the twelfth. You can say, they are different in leaf color and the maturity. So at the twelfth pair of leaves, they are very mature. It's really hard for the pathogens to cause diseases. So the tender leaves, the fourth pair, or younger, are much more susceptible to the pathogen. Then we look at the five temperatures. So 24, 25 degrees seems the best for the pathogen to cause a disease, leaf spot. And then when you increase to 30, so the disease leaf spots became smaller. Then 20, 15, so not very good for the disease to the pathogen to cause the leaf spot. Then the 10 to the 6 inoculation density seems the best, can you know increase much larger spot than the other two, 10 to the 4th, 10 to the 5th. Then from this, you can see we tried the 5 night regime. The first one without any light, so the leaves were incubated in the dark, and then 6 hours, 12 hours, 18 hours, or 24 hours. So the leaves incubated in the dark were more susceptible to catatrachin. And then so based on, you know, evaluating these factors, we think that isoniazid 30 is more aggressive, and younger leaves are more susceptible to this disease. So the optimum condition for detached leaf acids should be temperature at 25, inoculant density 10 to the 6, and then incubate the leaves in the dark or just with 6 hours of night. So using these conditions, we screened 13 varieties. So we have 3 varieties, Bagua, Arecta, and the Meriduna, and another one called Rosavaya from India. And then a number of from, we have one from Florida, is called the Sitake Sunset. So it's you know, in people, the growers find it in people's backyard. Then we had some from California, Angel Red, and some other varieties from other countries. You know, in California, the USDA maintained a large collection of pomegranates from all over the world. So we use some of the varieties from there. So you can see big differences in terms of niching area. I guess at that time, we expect to find some resistance in some of the Indian varieties because they have humid, you know, climate there as we do in Florida. But I guess probably they don't have catatrachin. So more 3 of the 4 varieties didn't show resistance. Then the one from Florida, the backyard variety from Florida, Sidake, showed good resistance. And then we repeated, we had materials from another several varieties. So in this case, we included Bagua as a control, a negative control. So it is very susceptible again. And also, Wonderful, which is the main variety in California or the United States. So it's also very susceptible to this disease. And then we found the Pathanka. This variety, I think, is initially found in the Middle East. So this one showed the resistance in this trial. And then, so those trials are based on the niching size. Then we also spread C30 onto leaves. Grow maintained in the greenhouses. So in this case, we look at how many niches or how many spots on each leaf. So based on that, we say Pathanka had pretty good resistance. So from, you know, different trials, different tests, we can say Pathanka seems got at least partial resistance. So that's our conclusion. So Bagua, Arecta, Meriduna, highly susceptible, then Pathanka moderately resistant. So then we produced the inoculant and applied the inoculant onto leaves. Then we look at the spore germination and also the formation, absorium formation, and also formation of the infection peaks, and also the production of new conidia in the inoculant leaves. So in this, we can say the biggest differences between Bagua and the Pavyanka is that the isolate can produce a lot of more new conidia on inoculated Bagua leaves and produce much lower amount of conidia on Pavyanka. So we think the resistant mechanism is that they somehow Pavyanka can produce something to inhibit the production of new conidia, but couldn't inhibit the spore germination or the absorium formation. So, and also we see a little bit differences in terms of infection peg formation between Bagua and the Pavyanka. So that's all we have. So, and this this was done by the student, and Dr. Gary Vonard and Dr. Peterson were on her committee, and then she was helped with by a number of people. So this project was supported by the USDA specialty crop block grant program. So any questions? No, I guess this is new in Florida, so we have established several trials. So some of the plants have come into fruiting, so we are collecting data. But we have some anecdotes, but not data from replicate trials. We're still waiting. Yes, sir. I think probably just used for breeding because, and from our study, we know Pavyanka is moderately resistant to this pathogen. But yesterday when I was looking at Dr. Arnie's poster, seems this variety also had resistant to foot sprout caused by this similar pathogen. But unfortunately, it is highly susceptible to foot rot. Right.
The good thing about that variety is the only variety for Eureka. You need a variety to harvest them in July because you don't want to have an overlapping production in California. Mm-hmm. So the good thing about that variety is the only variety, and we did a lot of work on this year. And it's sort of promising.
So we are testing, at our site, we are testing about 42 varieties. I think Dr. Arnie, his testing varieties in North Florida. Mm-hmm. Okay, right. Thank you very much.